The DNC's 92-page platform begins with tribal land acknowledgement. By Wendell Hasebo on August 19, 2024. The Democratic National Convention in Chicago this week will be held on lands of tribal nations. The Democratic National Committee, DNC, recognized Monday on the first page of its 92-page platform. The recognition of the tribal lands underscores the leftist postmodern ideology of condemning Western civilization for allegedly oppressing the marginalized. The ideology's theory ultimately attempts to elevate leftists as morally superior over those who are the alleged oppressors, namely Republicans or those who do not belong to the Democrats' intersectional coalition, according to the late University of Chicago professor Alan Bloom, author of The Closing of the American Mind. In turn, the left's politics are an ideology of guilt, self-loathing, and nihilism, Bloom's analysis found. More here on the left's ideology. The platform begins with the statements. The Democratic National Committee wishes to acknowledge that we gather together to state our values on lands that have been stewarded through many centuries by the ancestors and descendants of tribal nations who have been here since time immemorial. We honor the communities native to this continent and recognize that our country was built on indigenous homelands. We pay our respects to the millions of indigenous people throughout history who have protected our lands, waters, and animals. While we meet in Chicago, we also recognize and honor the traditional homelands of the Anishinaabe, also known as the Council of the Three Fires, the Ojibwe, Odawa, and Potawatomi nations. We acknowledge the many other tribes who consider this area their traditional homeland, including the Miamia, Ho-Chunk, Menominee, Sac, and Fox, Peoria, Kaskaskia, Wee, Kickapoo, and Maskoutin. Democrats continue to support tribes as they advocate for the United States to uphold treaty and trust responsibilities. We applaud that in 2024, under the Biden-Harris administration, the Prairie Band of Potawatomi Nation became the first federally recognized tribal nation in Illinois in 175 years, when the U.S. Department of the Interior placed 130 acres of the Shawnee Reservation in nearby DeKalb County into trust. The platform goes on to call for the re-election of President Joe Biden, who was still the candidate at the time the document was finalized in mid-July. President Biden, Vice President Harris, and Democrats are running to finish the job, the platform said. It also makes at least five mentions of Biden's second term. Read the full 92-page document here. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.